40 greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Two top club football trophies will be lifted this weekend in Egypt and here in the United States. Let's kick off on the USA's West Coast in Southern California, where the Los Angeles Galaxy will host the New England Revolution Sunday in the Major League Soccer Cup Final. The Galaxy is tied with DC United, the team based right here in Washington, as the most successful MLS clubs. They've each won four MLS Cup trophies. In fact, Los Angeles is bidding for its third championship in 4 years after winning back-to-back titles in 2011 and 2012. New England, meanwhile, is in the MLS Cup final for a fifth time, but is still looking for its first trophy. And speaking of trophies, ahead of the final, the league's most valuable player trophy was presented to the captain of the Los Angeles Galaxy, Irish striker Robbie Keane.
When you go to a new club, or for me, obviously, completely different country, and you're here. I come over here to, I think my first press conference, I mentioned that I'm not here for a holiday. And for me, it's about winning and about enjoying myself, enjoying my football, and still having that hunger and desire. But it's about winning championships. I've won two so far in the 3 years that I'm here. This is my fourth year. I'm in another final, so hasn't gone too bad.
It hasn't gone too bad at all, Robbie. MLS League Most Valuable Player Robbie Keane had a sensational 2014 season for the Galaxy. Robbie had 19 goals and 14 assists for Los Angeles. Now, to put that in perspective, VOA football fans, the 34-year-old Irish international directly accounted for nearly half of the Galaxy's league-leading 69 goals. We heard Robbie Keane say how it's about winning championships. His Galaxy teammate, Landon Donovan, would also love to win another MLS championship on Sunday. Donovan will be retiring after Sunday's match, ending a prolific career that saw him become Major League Soccer's all-time leading scorer, as well as the all-time leading scorer for the USA's national team. Now let's go to Cairo, where Al Ahly of Egypt will host Seaway Sport of Ivory Coast Saturday in the decisive second leg of the CAF Confederation Cup football final. Seaway holds a 2-1 advantage from the first leg. Our African football guru David Legg has this preview for us.
If you look at it from the cold light of day, it looks like a mismatch. Here on the one hand, you've got Al Ahly of Egypt. They have won 18 CAF titles. On the other hand, Seaway, they're appearing in their first final. Yet, in Abidjan, in the first leg of the final, Sonny, Seaway were deserved of a bigger lead than 2-1. And their star striker, Roger Asale, who scored a winning goal after 82 minutes, he could have ended up with a hat-trick. A really impressive player, and he's off to TP Mazembe of the DRC after the final. Another blow for the Al Ahly side, apart from that 2-1 deficit, is the fact that their first-leg scorer, Mahmoud Hassan, he was cautioned for time-wasting at a throw-in, and he has now got two yellow cards and will miss the second leg of the final. An intriguing contest for another reason, Sonny, and that is that the athlete coach, a Spaniard, Jean Carlos Garrido, he's hoping to become the first coach from Spain to win a CAF title. All the other major football nations in Europe, including England, Germany, Italy, and France, they've all supplied coaches who have won CAF titles. but never Spain. And now Garrido's got this great opportunity, although he's got a long way to go to match his Iberian neighbor, Manuel Jose from Portugal. He won no less than 8 titles with Al Ahly in the past. In the group stage, Sonny, back in July when the sides met in Cairo, Ahly won by 1-0. And interestingly, if they can win by that same scoreline this weekend, they would take the title on the away goals rule. And I think that may well be the key. Can Ahly keep those dangerous seaway strikers at bay? I think Ahly are pretty goal shy, but they're surely capable in Cairo of scoring at least 1 goal. But intriguing, Sonny. It's fascinating. It looks to me very tight indeed. And if the Ivorians can score in Cairo, they could have a real chance of a fairy tale success. Really not a side that one thought of as potential Confederation Cup winners when the competition began. Whereas Al Ahly, on the other hand, they're synonymous with success. In mentioning that they've won 18 CAF titles, they've appeared in 20 finals and they've lost just 2 of them. So their pedigree suggests that they are slight favourites. And what's at stake here? Well, first of all, there's a lot of money, $660,000 for the winners of the title. And they also get a shot at the Champions League winners, Anton Satif of Algeria, in the CAF Super Cup that will be played soon after the Nations Cup finishes in Equatorial Guinea. And there's another $75,000 at stake for the winners. So an awful lot to play for, Sonny. I'm giving a very slight tilt towards Al Ahly, but it's open, it's fascinating, it's close.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg.
Sonny, Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program. Sonny, Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program. Sonny, Sonny, Baba Niye, Sonny Side of Sport, it's a program.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner that UA.
VOA.
And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thank you, Dr. Larry, and it was certainly a sporting thrill for me in October when I had a chance to meet Dr. Larry Zamuje and his sporty Brilla FM staffs in Lagos and Abuja. And I'd be remiss if I didn't also say that Dr. Larry has 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. Just ahead, the Voice of America's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and I'm back again with English Premier question of the week. The question was, who do you think is the most underrated player in the Barclays Premier League? A lot of people who answer the question put down players from Arsenal and Chelsea, like Maxwell from Nigeria, who put down Danny Welbeck, who's an Arsenal striker, Proposa from Nigeria, who put down Joel Campbell, Mabuvuto from Malawi, who said Thomas Roziski, Aka Twijuka from Uganda said German World Cup striker Lucas Podolski, and Abago from Nigeria, who said Nacho Monreal. And we also had a couple people who picked out players from Chelsea, like Orina and Leakey, who picked Azipiculeta, and Kingsley from Nigeria, who picked Nemanja Matic. Chukwudi from Nigeria picked a Nigerian, John Obi Mikel. I'd like to thank everyone for answering the question of the week. Soccer facts: Arsenal has beaten Southampton 10 times in a row. The Tottenham Spurs have yet to win a match against Chelsea. Sunderland at home have not lost to Man City in 4 matches they played against each other. And I guess that streak is over now. And those were the soccer facts. Send me your soccer facts on twitter.com/VOA Sunny Sports and use the hashtag soccer fact. Soccer injuries for Manchester United. Angel Di Maria with a hamstring injury and should be back December 14th. Wayne Rooney with a knee injury and there is no return date so far. From Arsenal, Mikel Arteta with a calf muscle strain and should be back December 21st. And from Stoke City, Victor Moses with a thigh muscle strain. For Man City, Vincent Kompany with a hamstring injury and no return date so far. And check us out on Facebook.com/VOA Stunny to stay up to date with recent soccer stories and soccer injuries. Matches over the weekend, Southampton vs. Manchester United, Stoke City vs. Arsenal, and Newcastle vs. Chelsea. And check your local listings for the time. In the studio, we have Tef Tef to give us some of his insight on these weekend matches. So Tef, tell me what you think about Southampton vs. Manchester United. Do you think Manchester United has a possible chance?
I think they need to finish. They got pretty lucky on Tuesday to walk away with 3 points. It took a goal clearance by Ashley Young at the final minute and a lot of saves from De Gea eventually. I think they need to close the game early if they want to win. Southampton, again, they've lost two in a row now for the first time this season. So Manchester United need to take their chances early on and score as many as possible in the first half.
So Stoke City against Arsenal. What does Arsenal need to do to make it a two-game win streak?
Well, again, Arsenal, I also think, got lucky against Southampton yesterday. Southampton should have at least gotten 1 point. But, you know, Sanchez is in form, and he's been the best signing of the season so far, along with Costa. So, again, Arsenal need to start relying less on Sanchez because an injury and their season is gone, and because he's proven so crucial. So, need to start sharing the responsibilities if they want to come on top.
Thanks, Steph.
I'll see you next week.
All right, man. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the sunny side of sports.
Thank you, Downtown Brown. And thanks also to EPL guest analyst Tef Tef. Taking a quick look at the EPL standings, the first place Blues of Chelsea go into Saturday's road match against the Magpies of Newcastle with a 6-point lead over Manchester City and a 10-point lead over third place Southampton. Manchester United, the club David Legg loves to hate, is in fourth place, 11 points behind front-running Chelsea. Let's give a sunny side of sports shout-out for my Voice of America engineer this evening, Michael Dubinsky. Kick it, Michael!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight radio show. And you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight immediately following the sunny side of sports at 1800 UTC. Africa News Tonight will be co-hosted this evening by Kim Lewis and Yahayas Wuhib, 1800 UTC. Sierra Leone international Kai Kamara of Major League Soccer's Columbus Crew Club is one of the African players participating in an Ebola awareness campaign that officially kicked off Wednesday to coincide with the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations draw in Equatorial Guinea. In a public service announcement video called "We've Got Your Back," Kamara and the players show solidarity with healthcare workers battling the deadly disease in West Africa. And Kai Kamara joined us by telephone from Columbus, Ohio, in this encore presentation. Let's listen in again as I say, Kai, welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I watched the video, Kai. I like it a lot. I know it must have a lot of personal meaning for you, seeing how Sierra Leone has been so hard hit by Ebola. What are some of your reasons for participating in the video and the campaign?
Yes, like you said, it hit me closely because I was born and raised in Sierra Leone. I'm really dedicated to my country. I'm there all the time during seasons, playing for national team or in my off season. At this moment right now, every December, usually I'm back in Sierra Leone. So at this time, I'm not back in Sierra Leone. You know, it's kind of all because of the Ebola. But it hits me closely. And when I was approached to be part of the campaign and be part of the cast, everyone that was involved, you know, Idris Elba, yeah, to Patrick Vieira, and those guys, there was no way I was going to, you know, turn it down to enlighten and educate people about Ebola.
Kai, you mentioned how you traveled to Sierra Leone a lot. Have any of your friends or family been directly affected by Ebola?
No. Thank God for that. For me, I'm so close to my country. And I was born in Kenema, Sierra Leone. And Kenema is one of the most affected areas of Ebola, you know, at the moment. And I call them all the time. I call my family that's living in Kenema and checking on them. But at the same time, like one of my auntie, my mom's younger sister, she's a nurse and working in the hospital. After a few of the other nurses passed away, she was really scared and, you know, left the hospital for a while. And so when I hear stuff like that, you know, it kind of hits me really hard. But at the same time, we're just trying to, you know, really pass the message around and really educate people a lot more about what's going on out there.
You mentioned Patrick Vieira, another African star participating, Yaya Toure, the reigning African Footballer of the Year. What impact, Kai, do African football players have in a campaign like this?
It's huge. It's really huge. I mean, we're passing this message around to let people know that, you know, we're not the heroes when it comes to stuff like this. You know, we've never, you know, tackled the disease. I mean, in the video explains all that. I mean, the health workers out there, you know, risking their lives, you know, for these patients, they're the true heroes. I mean, we've lost a few lives, you know, a few doctors, a few nurses. You know, it's really touching. And for us, I mean, we're playing soccer or football around the world. You know, we've been given such a privilege, you know, to represent, you know, not just ourselves, represent our country, and now, I mean, representing our continent of Africa. And for us to come together and really put this message around, you know, I'm speaking, you know, for myself, but I'm sure I'm speaking for the other guys, it'll be the same thing. We're really happy to be on board and being able to spread this message together.
This "We've Got Your Back" video will be shown during the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations draw in Equatorial Guinea. And I know you participated, Kai, in the qualifying competition for Equatorial Guinea. Sierra Leone forced to play pretty much on the road during the group stage because of Ebola. What impact psychologically, Kai, did that have on the team, having to play on the road during the qualifying competition?
To be honest with you, going into it, we didn't really think so much about it because we always said we play some of our best football, soccer, when we play away because of our, you know, our field condition in Sierra Leone. But this time when we're, you know, forced to play all of our home games away in Ivory Coast, in Cameroon, in Congo, it was very difficult, you know. we got there, most of the players were coming from overseas. We weren't living in Sierra Leone, but we were being delayed in airports for like 3, 4, 5 hours. And every morning, twice a day, three times a day, they would come by our hotels and check us for Ebola, even though we're not living in Sierra Leone or anything like that. Again, it was nice to be checked, you know, to make sure that we're protected, but it was kind of harsh on us, you know, for them to say we have Ebola just because we're Sierra Leoneans. Not only that, we've given them the opportunity to host our home games, but we weren't treated right, you know. But at the same time, you know, for us, it was a tough task for us to qualify for this African Nations Cup. But again, you know, wishing everybody well and wishing everybody good health, really, being amongst all the other Africans around, because there's a lot of rumors going around saying this country and people are not going to shake these countries' hands. You know, it should not be like that. Again, we are Africa United. It's very simple. It's just saying we're all together in this. It doesn't matter, you know, just Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, that's been most affected by Ebola, but we're all in this together.
Kai, you used that description, harsh on us, in terms of the treatment. I read reports that the Sierra Leone team and players like you were taunted by opposing fans during matches. Can you comment on that?
Yes, yes. It was, again, like I said, we didn't think it would be difficult because we said, come on, we're players, we've been in stadiums, we've been in full stadiums, people chanting or booing, so we can be used to this. But, you know, for example, we were in DR Congo playing the game, that's supposed to be our home game, and 20,000+ fans are screaming Ebola, Ebola, basically the whole 90 minutes. And it was like, at some point, it was really, you know, hitting us deeply and just knowing that, wow, we're not just, you know, thinking this is just a game anymore. People are really using this Ebola thing against us, you know, being Sierra Leoneans, you know. And so it was very difficult. We try to, you know, battle through and try to really play for the country and represent that we could still qualify no matter what's going on in our country. But again, it wasn't easy, and at the end of the day, we would not be at the African Nations Cup today.
Kai, getting back to the campaign, the Ebola campaign, we've got your back. Just a recent heartbreaking story, a Sierra Leone doctor from the Washington, D.C. area returned to his homeland and contracted Ebola and died. Stories like that, is that one of the reasons you're participating in this campaign?
Yes, 100%. I mean, it's not, you know, I don't want to hear stories like that, you know, to push me to be part of the campaign. But, you know, I mean, that just shows, you know, the heart, again, of people around the world. You know, obviously, he has to be Sierra Leonean, but it just shows that, you know, like I say, again, we're not the heroes of this. You know, that's a doctor that, you know, risked his life to go and help out and then contracted a disease and wasn't able to make it. But, you know, we're trying to give the credit to the health workers out there, health workers all around that's, you know, that's really risking their lives to tackle this disease. And for us as athletes, as celebrities, we just, you know, because if we're recognized in a lot of places and people can listen to us a little bit more, so we want to use that to be able to educate them, but also to be able to acknowledge the hard work that, you know, these health workers are really putting on out there to really help out.
Finally, Kai, on a happier note, you're talking with me from Columbus, Ohio. You're back with the Columbus Crew. What are your goals for next season in Major League Soccer?
I mean, yes, I'm really, really happy to be back in Major League Soccer. I'm happy to be back in America. Happy to be back in Columbus for my, you know, second time around playing for the Columbus Crew SC, now new brand. I'm just excited, and hopefully I haven't won a MLS Cup yet, so that's my goal this time around. So my staying here, hopefully I'll be able to, you know, win a championship. But, you know, I'm just happy to be back stateside and be able to play in the highest time of my career, be back to where I started playing.
Sierra Leone international Kai Kamara of the Columbus Crew, one of the players participating in a new We Got Your Back Ebola public awareness campaign. Kai, thank you for talking with us on The Voice of America.
Thank you again for having me. Thank you very much. And people can visit the website, you know, if you want to know more. We are AfricaUnited.org and see the video and, you know, pass the video around to so people in other places that they know.
Avoid direct skin and body contact with anyone suffering from Ebola. My name is Cristiano Ronaldo. Together, we can beat Ebola.
I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on!
Game on, VOA sports fans. During my conversation with Kai Kamara about the We've Got Your Back Ebola awareness campaign, I mentioned how it's linked with the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations draw, which took place Wednesday in Equatorial Guinea. Let's take a look at the groupings now and refresh the memories of our VOA football fans. Group A has Equatorial Guinea, Burkina Faso, Gabon, and Congo Brazzaville. Group B features three former champions, Zambia, which was they won the title in 2012, Tunisia, which lifted the cup in 2004, two-time champion, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cape Verde. Group C, very, very tough group. We have Ghana, Algeria, South Africa, and Senegal. Ghana is a four-time Nations Cup champion, but it hasn't lifted the cup since way back in 1982. Algeria, currently the number one team in Africa, according to FIFA, while South Africa showing great improvement recently under Sheikh Mashaba. He's shaking things up. They went unbeaten during the recent African Nations Cup qualifying campaign. Finally, Group D, we have Ivory Coast, Mali, four-time champion Cameroon, and Guinea. Mark your calendars, VOA sports fans. The opening match of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations tournament is January 17th when Equatorial Guinea will host Congo Brazzaville. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of the first Christmas card I received. That's right. I got a Christmas card from the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, Magnus Chisholm Onwudiwe, who sent me that card all the way from Owerri in Imo State, Nigeria. Thank you, humble apostle. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Michael Dubinsky. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.